from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation. Big day here on the tennis courts in Oxnard, side of Cowboys training camp 2024. Cowboys need a defensive end. Will McClay is going to join us here in a couple of hours. General at your service. There's Brian Broaddus, the number one influencer on Cowboys social media. Follow him at Brian Broaddus. You have Alec Medford in for Lucius Alexander back in the Pimp Cup today. They're at Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. Woolchuck and Shea follower here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Tim Collins, the office ace, remote producing here the broadcast and all of training camp. All right. Will McClay pushing back from 3 o'clock is what we are teasing to now 4 o'clock. Maybe they're putting in the work trying to find one of these ends, and you're going to scout them up for us in the corner today, aren't you, Brian?
I sure am. I've looked at I had the top list of guys that were still on the street. So I took an opportunity and I have the game film for all these guys, so I just said, what the heck? And so, yeah, 2:40 today, I'll kind of run you through the strengths and the weaknesses of the guys that we're going to be talking about, or that the names are going to be floated out there, and maybe the Cowboys will sign one of these guys. Mike Zimmer has experience with Carl Lawson, so we'll see if that's the route they go. But there's some guys out there that they could bring in and get done.
Training camp is brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. And I just love the look on Woolchuck's face. I went home. I was there for Abby's 13th birthday. I can't believe she's 13. We can talk about that later. But what I want to get is how much of a raging, like, darty weekend did y'all have? Because Woolchuck is, like, sunburnt and hungover, it appears.
Oh, my gosh. Look at him, man.
The stories must be legendary.
He is tore up, dude. He is. He's in the same condition I left him in yesterday.
Let's go.
I'm like, you didn't, with a full sleep, and I know you had a bunch of hard-boiled eggs this morning to get you going. You probably did some push-ups as well. I thought you were going to be ready to rock and roll this morning,
whoa,
and I
Chuck,
come knocking
whoa,
on his
Chuck,
door, and he's like, buddy.
Chuck. Hey, man. Hey, dude.
I'm like, it's almost noon, bro.
Yeah, it's I can't do it like I used to, boys. I hit 33, and I feel like I just, boom, smacked on a wall here. I mean, yeah. I think a little bit of it is the heat. No, I mean, the sun.
The
is just
sun.
Baked
do it,
the life
sun.
Out of me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it was just back.
But also, you stack up a lot of clean living months. You know, you get out of partying shape just a little bit. You get dropped back into a situation
like this.
Yeah, you
get into the dad life.
Body's not ready for it. It's like cardio. It's like anything.
No, yeah. No. Just a couple of hard, darty days of the rudder, and next thing you know.
Hadn't been putting that work in.
I'm a zombie.
This is what you get. This is what you get for not prepping for camp. You got to get in shape when you're at camp, and that's that's a coach's nightmare. When you got to get your team into shape, you want to hit the ground running.
Yeah, I'd have been on those asthma fields in the Jimmy Johnson days. Probably would have been cut already.
How was the family dinner and everything Friday night?
Honestly, it went really well. I know we're always worried about the potential of the splitting of the checks.
Mm-hmm.
This time it went well.
Now, so it started off initially not great.
And then it got well.
It got well.
The service there is on point.
The service is on.
Brodus was like, I'm leaving. If we have another issue, I'm turning around. I'm walking the hell out of here.
Brodus was the man, though, because Brodus didn't even look at the menu. He saw what I ordered there last year, which is the biggest burger you've ever seen, coupled with a little bit of bone marrow that you get to personally scrape from the bone onto your burger.
I'll tell you what I forgot about it, though, Dawson. The old man forgot they put a fried egg on top of that thing.
It's okay because it wasn't lathered. It wasn't. Just pulled it right off. You could slide that off, right?
Oh, it did. And it stayed. I was so worried about that yolk just running on it, and I'm like, oh damn. So like I took my knife and it was like I just slowly pushed it, and then I got it to where I flipped it to where the yolk went away. It's like, you know, when you put something in a hot frying pan, they tell you, hey, put it away from you, put it away, because you don't want the grease getting back on you. So I made sure that yolk, if it busted, it was going on the table.
Technique was inspiring.
On point.
You nailed it. Execution was on point. And then he housed that burger. I was like, I don't know if Brodus is going to finish
this. He bet me $5 I couldn't eat it.
I knew what it was going to take. You know,
you got Brodus in the house a little bit.
And this was, I mean, that sort of, he channeled that, I will say. He channeled that, but I know you paid the price for punishing that burger, because I did too. When you couple that with the chorizo queso that we got involved with, which was delicious.
Messed some stuff up.
It was a big-time backfire situation, but family dinner was wonderful. It was great. And the whole weekend was great, dude.
Yeah, it was nice to have everybody together.
It's been a blast.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good.
I obviously, you know, the big Cowboy news over the weekend, the injury to Sam Williams and all the different branches on that topic tree, the consequences, what it means for this this team, this, you know, this defense. What do you guys think? Let's start with you, Brian. How big of a shot is this?
I'll tell you what, the one thing that I have been impressed, and we'll get into the full pads tomorrow, but I have been impressed with what I've seen from Marshawn Nealon, and they've been using him on both the right and the left side, and nice. I was a little bit worried about his ability to come off the ball and not play straight up. You know, he's done a really good job. When you watch him to rush the passer, has been a little bit more of a coming off the ball, gaining some ground, getting to the corner, keeping down, not getting stripped, because I was worried about him, like, okay, he's just going to play power. He's just a guy that's always going to play power. He's not going to have any pass rush moves and stuff like that. But he's shown some really good initial quickness. He's shown the ability to get the corner. He's got to close it down a little bit quicker. We'll see with the pads and all that. But people are asking me on Twitter X this morning, what about it? What do you do? Yeah, I'm going to look at some of these veteran cats. But you know what? I'm going to throw that number 94 out there quite a bit and let him go.
Yeah.
You know, I had a chance to visit with Mike Zimmer a little bit and talking about him. He really likes this kid. You know, he was drafted by this current regime. So, you know, there's a lot to take in with him. But I was worried about him as a pass rusher. But he's shown some signs that maybe he could develop a little bit better than I thought.
Sam Williams is an athletic specie man of the highest order that you cannot duplicate. And that's unfortunate. And that's a guy that you were hoping and going to be depending on. When Mike Zimmer's telling you he had 70 to 75% of the snaps, he envisioned Sam Williams on the field.
Yeah.
Now, that could have changed. Sam Williams could have hurt himself with any type of, you know, mistakes and things like that. But on paper, for a defense that's lacking depth at a very important position, does this mean, I know Micah is supposed to be moving all over the place.
Yeah.
Does this mean he's more of an edge player? I don't know. But I think that I don't even know what the guys you're turning to on the roster from a depth standpoint.
Junior Fajoco, Darrell Johnson. Do you get Chauncey Golston to play more? But I think you're right, Brian. I think they're probably bringing somebody in.
Yeah, they've used Golston inside more than they have outside. And so I think they're just going to let him stay. They need a backup three technique.
Yeah.
And so that's where Golston has shown up more. So, the thing with Parsons, and, you know, I was asking Zimmer about this because we'd seen early that they were flipping the ends. They were like Tank was playing as a right end, and then Sam Williams was playing as left. And I say, Zim, I haven't ever noticed that. You know, the previous regime, they kept him pretty stationary. And he says, I'm just trying to kind of find some combinations right now. Because his main concern is, how can he find ways to move Parsons around? and get him on some favorable matchups. So moving guys and looking at different combinations is going to give him a little bit more of an idea of how he can do that.
Okay, so that's the big story with the Cowboys off day today out here. Otherwise, we'd be on the field talking about what we're seeing.
I think another story real quick, if I could, Dawson, is that Tyler Guyton at left tackle.
Okay, what are you seeing?
Yeah, yeah, and this was Tyler Guyton, and you know, he got his first up until the mock game on Saturday, he had been running as the number two left tackle, and it was Chuma Doga. And yesterday, well, on the mock game, they threw him in there. We talked about it a little bit then. But yesterday, he actually got work, and he got work against Tank. He got work against Micah, and he got work against Nealon. And of the 12 plays you can evaluate him, he probably had 10-plus plays. Micah got him on a fourth and one play that ended up being a, well, not fourth and one, fourth down play. And they got the defense off the field in 2-minute drill. I told Todd Archer, I said, this right here is where Micah is going to take him to task. And he sure enough, he did. But if you look at him against it, it was him against quality edge players. He more than held his own there. And I think there's no reason watching that tape for this group in here to even think about putting Chuma Adoga back with the ones again. Just let this thing go now with Tyler Guyton. Let him work with Tyler Smith over there and get this thing kind of figured out. But the initial look of it was a pretty positive one for me.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, that's like the first really great development of training camp. Yeah. Maybe a rookie left tackle.
Well, that's what they but before they really, and that's why I wanted to ask Will McClay this question. When did you determine that all of a sudden, it's like he's running with the twos, he's running with the twos, he's running with the twos. And then, you know, because sometimes you have coaches that are so adamant about, no, we got to do this, we got to do this. And then you got a head coach or general manager that says, no, we drafted this kid to play. Put him out there. Let's go.
Any other young guys jumping out to you?
Well, a lot of people, because, I mean, we put out there the guy in
Carson
yesterday.
Carson.
Kalen Carson, the corner, had an awesome interception on Trey Lance. Now, they did go back to him again, and Billy Johnson beat him same time down the right sideline. But Carson's made some really good PBUs. I think Donovan Wilson has had a strong couple of days. Yeah. He was a player we were talking about, you know, in coverage, seemed to struggle last year. Who's going to start next to Malik Hooker? He had a nice pass breakup day one of practice, and then yesterday, Jalen Tolbert, who also I think is a storyline. Tolbert's played pretty well, too.
Yeah.
Dak ripped a ball right sideline. Tolbert extends, catches it. He comes right back to him next play. Donovan Wilson whacks him along the sideline, dislodges ball from man. Tolbert a little not shaken up, getting back up after the play. But I think Donovan Wilson, coverage-wise, has been a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I think the thing when you look at what's going on at wide receiver, the first couple of days, you know, Tolbert and Brooks were pretty neck and neck on how they Tolbert separated a little bit the last couple of days. If you start to talk about some of the best offensive players in camp so far, I think Tolbert would be a guy that would be in the top three on your list.
How about Cooper Beebe?
Cooper Beebe hasn't really got – yesterday he was actually working with the threes. He really wasn't even involved. I think what happened is with the learning curve, we talk about learning curve for offensive linemen. I think the center learning curve is a lot steeper for Cooper Beebe now. We had him on. We got to talk to him. Remember, he was top. He's played tackle. He's played guard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the things about that he's kind of been able to do. He's now having to learn how to play center again. The snaps have been a little bit of a problem. He's working on that. But other than that, you know, he's going to go out there and give you everything he has and try and work his way in. But it hasn't been just him and Hoffman alternating every other plays, and you've been kind of like going, oh, wow, he's clearly beating Hoffman out. Right now, this is Hoffman's job as we sit here going into the fifth practice tomorrow.
All righty, G-Bag Nation. We have two trades down so far for the Rangers. What do you think of these? The Frankel injury attorney text line 877-881-1053. Carson Kelly from the Tigers. Good move for CY. Upgrade offensively your catching situation. And then Michael Lorenzen traded to Kansas City for a mid-level prospect, the lefty reliever Walter Pennington. He's been outstanding in AAA this year. Came up for a couple of outs, but that's about it so far. But I you can't rule out that he could help this Rangers bullpen. So nice, you know, asset management, I would say, by CY. Lorenzen had been outperforming. The advanced metrics suggest that he should not have been doing as well as he did once again and was probably in for a downturn here in the second half. And, you know, CY moves on from him. So it'll be interesting. What else do you think they could do, or are they done here, Brian?
I was just kind of talking to people around the league, and, you know, I'm trying to get the update on Kelly, what they thought. My guys have always, they were the ones who tell me, like, listen, the Jonah Heim trade is one you're going to absolutely love. That was several years ago. But the things that I'm kind of hearing about Pennington is kind of a generic lefty, really not anything that's, you know, special. You know, we'll see how, you know, Lorenzen, I think that Wooly Bully was right about that. You know, we were starting to see the slide happen there with Lorenzen, and for him, you know, for them to get something out of him, we'll see. You know, they don't have a lot of left-handed relievers, if I'm
no, and this guy is under control, I believe, for, I mean, potentially as many as 6 years. So this is a young guy you've got as a bullpen piece, to your point. You know, he a left-handed reliever, you need that. How, you know, does he end up developing? That's the big question with these prospects. But either way, you're getting something, and maybe a guy that ends up contributing for a player that you were going to have walk for nothing.
Yeah, I think he was the Royals' 35th best prospect. Did you guys say that?
I did not. So that's, yeah,
you're probably
right. It's amazing.
Man.
He's in AAA. His ERA is 2.7.
Yeah.
You know, he's striking everybody out, like almost 1.5 per inning, but for whatever reason, he does not have the metrics that would suggest this guy's going to dominate big league pitching. So, but 26 years old, I think.
Yeah, 26 years old. I think they're both really good moves.
Well, the thing about it, too, I just got an update on Kelly. My scout buddies were telling me he's just a tremendous person. He's a below average receiver. But lighter bat, but a great guy. So that's kind of where that's at. We'll see.
Clubhouse guy.
We'll see how it is.
It's one of those things also where, like, Jonah has just not been as good offensively this year.
Yeah.
So you're not able to just rely on his bat, and he's a guy that you've got to have in the lineup every night now. Kelly's a guy that you mentioned not as good defensively, but he's going to bring something offensively.
When your offense is struggling like it is, you can't just punt with your backup catcher and be like, well, one day a week we're just going to have a 190 hitter up there. Your margin for
Well, that's
errors.
What they're getting right now at the backup catcher spot, to be honest with you. I mean, they're not getting anything.
Just trying to go for another, like, duplicate the Hedgie Vibes trade last year and see how that can help the clubhouse, maybe.
Yeah, but I think this guy's hit.
This guy can actually – my guys were saying lighter bat. With Hedgie, it was no bat, you know, so that's
more of an average hitter. I think he's got, like, 5 or 6 home runs on the year. All right, it is the G-Bag Nation. We're live on the tennis courts in Oxnard. Again, if you missed it, Will McClay's coming up at 4 o'clock. Cowboys might be hunting a defensive end. Broadus is going to scout up the half dozen or so
guys
that
are
out
there.
Three guys that might make sense for the Cowboys here coming up at Krusty's Corner at 2:40. G-Bag of the day at 2:30. How about your text, though, on the topic? How much did the Rangers weekend take the wind out of your sails, or are you full speed ahead? That's next year on your home of the
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Camps. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Will McClay is coming up at 4 o'clock. This segment of the nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today at carsforkids.org at 877-881-1053. I did swap out my computer. Nearly had the catastrophic fire event Friday on set. I swapped that out back at the house for this other one that's solid. Okay, so I'm not worried about a fire right now. Need your text coming in. What do you say about what we witnessed with the Rangers? You know, dropping three in a row to a last place team there in Toronto, 7-3, 7-3. You know, the final in the last two, and it sends you off here approaching the trade deadline. If you're the front office, if you're ownership, what kind of conversations would you guys be having today, and how much weight are you giving that that sweepski they suffered?
Man, that was heartbreaking. That was heartbreaking. This was, I mean, I've been trying to stay as big picture positive as possible without wavering too much, just understanding the reinforcements and just we know what this team is capable of when everything is going right. And after a weekend like that, when you know it's like, okay, you thought maybe you could start getting going. There were still questions after the White Sox thing, because it wasn't like you tore up the worst team that we've seen in years in the sport. They're on pace for one of the worst records we've ever seen. And you were kind of, you were slugging by. Now, you got the sweep, so that's cool. But the individual matchups, like, man, those were a little bit tough sledding. But can you get going? Can you get some confidence going? Then you go to Toronto and you crap your pants. That's awful. And so I'm teetering. I'm still going to be positive because I understand who is all still coming back. We haven't even gotten to that point yet. And that's what this whole season's been about, is waiting for your guys to return. And so I'm holding out some confidence. But that was a huge gut punch. And that sucked the life out of me when it comes to, oh, can we buy anything? No. We're not buying anything. I like selling on Lorenzen. Okay, that's fine. Whatever it is you're buying right now is not really something substantial. So that's it. I'm just hoping that the guys that come back, they're ready to play.
Saturday, I was in really good spirits because I was talking to people around the league asking about where do you think the Rangers are going there. And they were talking about Bellinger and names like that. I mean, they were like, hey, they're going, they're buyers. They're going big buyers here. And then, then all of a sudden, you're kind of, we're in our group little chat, and it's like, lose this game, you're becoming a seller. You know, and it just, my emotions with this team teeters day to day now. You know, it's a four-game sweep. It's a three games of getting swept. You know, it just, you try and think, they just got to build some type of momentum, and I believe the division is poor enough for them to take. I really do. But they never can. They find themselves getting a little bit, was it two steps forward or one step
two
forward?
Steps back.
Yeah, one step
come
forward.
Come together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
This reminds me of the Seattle Mariners' entire existence. You know, and
that's a good way to look at that.
I broke out in radio, you know, being a Mariner board op, so I became intimately familiar with their patterns. And this is what 500 teams do. They can go on great runs that get you hyped, and then you say stuff. The great difference with this team is you have so much reinforcements coming back. It is going to totally change the fundamentally who they are. Even without
there's your hope. That's your hope.
That,
I mean,
and the fact that you're still just 4.5 back, and I feel like the division's going to be like that for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
to where you're going to look at it and be like, man, you still got a chance. But I don't know that I'm going to get up as excited and like they're back like I did on Friday again this year. I've done it twice now. The Padres series, they won that game. I'm like, okay, here you go. And then they went on a big losing streak. I got excited because the trend was there. 12 of 16, they had won.
Yeah.
But you can't go on the road and drop three in a row in Toronto.
As they're just selling pieces.
That is all, yeah.
Like, they are literally selling pieces as they're beating you.
It was such a gut punch. And now you're playing St. Louis. You got Boston. You got Houston. You got the Yankees. You got Boston again. These are all teams that are competing for the postseason. You needed to take care of business and get yourself what would have been, an eight-game winning streak heading into this. Because, yeah, I Chris Young, I feel like if he is in the buying market, he's looking to – I'm trying to land the biggest fish that I can to help this team. I mean, it could have been an Isak Paredes. Instead, he ends up going to the Cubs. That would have been exciting. Yeah. Now I think really you're kind of looking at both options. If somebody calls and it's something where, hey, that's a good deal to buy, you'll do it. But you're also probably willing to expend some pieces like what you just saw with Lorenzen that are going to be expiring to try and get some assets for the future.
Yeah, you know, I think those are just small trades that's more about your surplus of pitching than, you know, an indicator on where they are right now. I feel like, you know, this schedule is going to do us no favors, but what the schedule is going to do is give you a perfect litmus test, Wolchuk, as to how this team is going to be constructed in a not too distant future. We're waiting for progress reports on Josh Jung. I've seen headlines like
had
asking
a nice
question.
They've shown, if you're following along on Twitter X, they're showing like at bats and like, you know, sharp doubles into the corners and stuff like that. You know, so it looks like he's. I think he was 1-for-3 the other day, and the one hit was a sharp double that he had. So hopefully he's getting his timing together, and he can help this team sooner than later.
I'm surprised how down you guys are. I mean, and the text engagement is not all that optimistic or fired up.
Yeah,
these guys are the champs. We're getting reinforcements. You know, sentiment is low. I would say surprisingly so.
Chris Young tells us there is no consistency. The consistency is they win 3 and then lose 3. That's the consistency.
It was 5 this time, though, Brian.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, 5-3.
Yeah, I mean, it's just – and it's hard to, as I mentioned, because I've done it. Like, I've gotten excited. Like, damn, all right, here it is. It just kind of feels like one of those years. And maybe they're able to still sneak in. And once you get in there, hey, you're playing with house money. I don't think anybody wants to play the Rangers. But it just seems like one of those years. Maybe it's just not coming together for you.
6-8-2, you need to give up the homer takes with the Rangers and the Cowboys, Bobby and Dawson. I mean, I am a well-known Cowboy homer.
Very negative at times. So I like to see this positivity. And maybe
Thank you. I kind of needed that shot in my arm.
I'm glad you're bringing it, because I just don't have that today.
Mally, Young, I mean, it's like you're about a 500 team that's been decimated by injuries, and you're going to add some of the most top-end players that you could that are going to be acquired at the trade deadline. DeGrom's coming back. I don't know. Maybe Evan.
Can any of these guys hit?
The guy that got today can. The new catcher.
Yeah.
Last night.
That's what I'm saying, though. It seems like, to me, they just can't hit when they need to hit.
No. Yeah. Yeah. And you've got to hope that gets...
Which has been bad luck.
Bases loaded. It's been a negative all year long.
It's time to go back into the Pimm Cup, where Alec Medford, filling in for Lucius Alexander, has your G-bag of the day.
Oh, boy. Haven't been on the radio in a minute. I forgot my glasses at home, so the headache is going to be crazy when I get home.
Okay,
two,
Medford. Okay, give us two.
Two, almost forgot to turn my microphone on. It's been a minute, but G-bag of the day.
Wow.
This is off to a great start.
Brooks Eye Associates. You won't have to ever wear glasses again.
Dude,
highly recommended.
That's probably going to be the next stop, because
I think you're further along than Ross is right now, too, by the way.
You got the music playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got sound working here, and I know what our reigning champion is. We're about to hear from him. But, yeah, I'm glad to be back with you guys. I think the last time I did this, the hair was probably 6 or 7 inches shorter. The skin tone was more like Elmer's glue in a bottle. So,
I got both nipples pierced now, too.
That's a rumor that you guys and Bobby Belt like to fuel, so you can debate amongst yourselves.
And by both, of course, Wolchuk means all three.
You got to account for the special third. That's always a consideration there. I appreciate you keeping that on track.
Yeah, of course.
But our reigning, defending, undisputed G-bag of the day champion is UCLA head coach Deshaun Foster at Big Ten Media Day, just doing a whole bunch of yapping.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
I don't have one.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference.
When do you realize it?
Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten.
Swing and a miss. This is where the bomb starts.
We're a school that's won, 123 championships. So this fits us being right in this conference.
Seeking good recovery.
Football-wise, we're just excited. You know,
not bad.
I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A.
Oh, that's where the L.A. comes from.
Us and USC.
How about the UC part? What does that mean?
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. You don't say.
It's such a tough listen.
Oh, wow.
He starts giggling.
Nice 7 seconds of awkward.
I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Any questions?
I got a lot of questions, Mr.
Bravo,
Foster.
Coach. Bravo, Coach. Questions. You're our guy.
He's the first coach to ever start 0-1 without a game ever even being played.
Not off to a great start. Not off to a great start. But you guys know that whenever I do this, which hasn't been too many times, but the handful of times I have done G-Bag the Day, I try to go find some content from our world, from the world of broadcasting. And this is a masterclass of confusion. Because this is Andy Durham. You might not have heard of him. He is the Greensboro Grasshoppers low A minor league baseball team broadcaster. And this is a home run call. Keep that in mind. Important context. Someone get this man a C4 energy or something.
Hit hard toward right field. This is getting toward the fence. This is going to be carry on my wayward son. There'll be truth when you are gone. Mike Hogwood used to say, kiss that baby goodbye. Kiss that baby goodbye there for the tourists. Carry on my wayward son. There'll be truth when you are gone. That one's gone. Oh, yeah. Tourist. Add to their lead. 4-0 tourist. Fisher blast. That's 11 homers for Fisher on the season.
It's like ASMR baseball.
Wow.
Don't really know what's going on there.
I like the reference, though.
The references were good. Solid.
Yeah. Carry on my wayward son. Little Kansas. Yeah.
I would say maybe not the whole verse or chorus.
There'll be, yeah.
Just a line.
Just a dash of subtlety would do this guy do this guy some good.
Yeah.
Carry on my wayward son. That's a nice call.
That ball is gone.
Less is more.
Yeah. Something's got to happen.
Well, speaking of less, we are down a man. Lucius Alexander is not here. But one thing still remains true. Yesterday was a church day. So
we
have some church content. And, you know, I thought this was going to be wholesome. I really did. I thought this was going to be a just stop listening to people when they talk down on you. But it took a bit of a turn.
Stop responding to the stupid stuff stupid people say about stupid things.
Come on, Bishop.
Yes, sir, Bishop.
You are too old.
Two of it. Yes.
To be acting like a fool. Yes. Understand? Yes, let them. How many of you know what your name is?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is your name?
No.
Whoa.
Why you answer to that?
Wait.
What?
She's not talking to you when she calls you that. She's talking at you. Let her talk. When people didn't stay in school and learn vocabulary, they have to use small words. Now, y'all doing all this yeah on Sunday. Do that when church shut out and the hooker meet you outside.
Ooh.
Wow.
Get him, Pastor.
Didn't think you saw that.
Incredible.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
Woo.
I mean, they're not wrong,
censored.
I'm such a fan when the organ player gets involved.
The organ does have a nice, yeah, it's nice to hear in the background.
Yeah, always nice.
It adds a little wrinkle.
Pretty dramatic flair there. I like it. Speaking of dramatic, your boy Dwayne Wade, he was wilding out here during the broadcast for Team USA on NBC. But you might have seen the quote, but the sound is even better.
Jovic, spin inside. LeBron James, perfect defense. Here comes James in transition. James, get out of his way for two.
Yeah, get off that man. Look at that man. Look at that man. America, you know him as LeBron James. I know him personally. His pronouns is he.
Wow. I like it, though.
I think he ended up hitting that same note about four or five times throughout the course of the game.
Yeah.
He'd been working on that one. He was real proud of it, ready to rock and roll.
What's up with the horn that goes on? Is that this somebody in the stands with that?
I don't know. I've heard some of it as well, and I don't really know where
that's coming from.
Action
yeah,
happening.
I was wondering what's going on. Is that something? Everyone I hear, I think of like they're starting swimming.
Yeah.
They hit the horn and then they jump in the water?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I didn't know if that's an Olympic thing.
All I know is LeBron's dominating and Joel Embiid is decisively not when it comes to the USA team right now.
KD was
through one game.
KD was balling.
Came out scorching yesterday.
I got another college football head coach. This will be our last candidate for the day, guys. That he's starting off 0-1 as well before a game has even been played. Matt Rhule, he seems to do that a lot. But he said the Big Ten should get four college football playoff teams because they're just great or whatever, and they deserve it because, I guess. Paul Feinbaum, he did not take kindly to that on Get Up.
Matt, stay in your lane, okay? Job one, win enough games to get to some stupid bowl game. Don't worry about the big boys because you're not one of them. We saw what you did in the NFL. You were a complete disaster in Carolina. You somehow got this job in Nebraska, and you're talking like you belong at the table with Ohio State and Georgia. You don't. Just try to win maybe six games. Quit choking big games on the final play and leave the punditry to the professionals. Thank you.
PSA.
Tear him up.
Wow.
Gosh. Feinbaum.
Pudgetree.
He has not lost his fastball.
Feinbaum's bringing it.
That's like the third coach he's gone scorch on in the last week.
You can poke holes in him from all kinds of different angles from old Feinbaum here.
Is it our two- or three-time champ, Deshaun Foster? Is it Andy Durham, carry on my wayward son? Sunday was a church day. You had LeBron James dominating Serbia. Was that D-Wade?
D-Wade, yep.
What a clown. College football coach Matt Rhule takedown from Paul Feinbaum there. I'll go with Andy Durham there. Carry on my wayward son effort.
I'll go Paul Feinbaum.
Alrighty. How about you there in the Pimp Cup, Medford?
I'm going to go with Andy Durham as well.
Wolchuk?
Oof, give me Dwayne Wade.
Okay, and Broadus.
Yeah, I'll go with Andy Durham, please.
By a score of 3-1-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. That really sounded like some high A minor league play-by-play at best. Made it to the Triple A with that act. Mm. Maybe he's close. Okay, just clean up your bits. You need better punchlines, dude. Okay, Krusty's Corner is brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here,
Brian. How about that? Yeah.
What's the corner looking like today?
Yeah, the corner's going to be – I'm going to talk about three edge rushers, veteran guys that the Cowboys could look at. We'll talk about those guys next.
Thank you very much, Alec Medford, in for Lucius Alexander. Send L.A. some love there on the social media. Let him know he is missed. He's got a two-week vacay. All right, so it'll be a while before Lucius is back in the Pimp Cup, a well-deserved vacation. The corner now brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. Here's Krusty.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you to Dallas College, new on the program. We really appreciate you coming along with us. Had an opportunity to, once that Sam Williams went down, I'm thinking, okay, how are they going to navigate this? And immediately you just start to think, okay, what veteran players are out on the streets? And this is the things when you're in pro personnel at training camp. You keep a personnel board of all the teams and all your list of guys that, you know, your emergency board. And there'll be several of these names on these boards that you know, if you have to cover for an injury, then you say, okay, these are guys that we've evaluated and we're going to use them. These are guys that we're going to go after. These are guys that can help. And you never want to have to go to this emergency board this early in the training camp, but here we are for the Cowboys. So three names I want to point out that should be on Dallas's emergency board. I'd like to go through, would you like me to go through the one I like the best first?
Yes, let's start with the home run here.
Start with the best.
Okay. I think Charles Harris, who is a 29-year-old defensive end that was with the Detroit Lions last year, and I sat down and watched him actually play against the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Packers. And to me, of the names I'm going to give you, this is the guy that's got the most juice when we talk about coming off the football, when we talk about the quickness, the explosiveness. I'm trying to find a similar player to the one you just lost in Sam Williams. And Charles Harris seems to fit that bill better than the other two guys, in my opinion. This guy's got some initial quickness. He stays very active. He can close down from the back end very well when the ball goes away from him. He does a really nice job on the edge of holding up in the running game. When the ball was at him, it seemed like that to me, when his ability to play with his hands, extend and get rid of the blocker and then get in on the play, I thought that was pretty good by his standards. He'll rush to the level of the quarterback. You don't see him going past the quarterback at all. A lot of times these defensive ends, these edges, they'll go too far up the field. Mm-hmm. The tackles will just push them by. And the next thing you know, they're not a factor in the play. You can use this guy on twist stunts. He's got pass rush moves. He's got some shifty moves to him as well. And I talked about the change of direction, the chase, the spin. All these things are really, really positive about him getting to the quarterback. And so you could see him at times walk these blockers back into the quarterback, especially the Kansas City game, that first game of the year. He was taking the Kansas City tackles and walking them back. So
do you watch him, and are you a little bit surprised that a team like Detroit have him back?
I honestly don't know in the games. Like I said, I watched Kansas City, Dallas, Green Bay, New Orleans, and Minnesota, games where he was involved in plays. And I'm surprised this kid doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
I really am. He's 29 years old, though.
Former first-round pick, right?
Right.
Out of Mizzou.
Yeah, the same draft as Taco Charlton draft. Yeah. So, but, yeah, he's a I liked
him.
He's
holding out for a nice deal, I bet.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he
bounced around the league.
Maybe he thinks that he's a little bit better than he is. But when I compared him to, okay, the next one I would say I would take is Carl Lawson.
Okay.
That would be the next one.
And he used to be incredible. I would love to know what he is now because he's gotten banged up a little bit.
He has.
He's a little undersized at Auburn.
Yeah, there's the initial quickness there. He'll play off the blocks with his hands, but when he has to restart, it's a problem for him. When he gets stopped and then has to restart, he's not going to be a factor at all.
You think it's the knee surgeries?
I think it's the fact that he tries to use quickness, but he doesn't have it like he used to, and now he's trying to play back to a way that he once played. And there's too many times where he rushes down the middle. Mm. And, if you can't get to the corner, if you can't get there quick enough, you're going to be in trouble. I mean, Tyron Smith And Jordan Mailata, I watched him against Philadelphia. Jordan Mailata can kill you if you rush Jordan Mailata down the middle. I'm like, okay, let's watch him against some tackles in this division, Watch him against Jordan Mailata, and it's like, that wasn't very good. Where you should, with Mailata, you got to get the corner, get around him, because if he gets his hands on you, you're done. But he's got to be careful about that, because when he goes down that middle or he gets pushed inside, they just wall him down.
So that sounds like a big thumbs down on Carl Lawson. There,
yeah,
right?
he plays as a right edge. Now, I'll say this though. He's had experience playing with Mike Zimmer. He's been with Mike Zimmer before, and so Zimmer might know him and say, "Okay, I could do this with him." But to my opinion, his ability isn't as good as what Charles Harris's ability is right now. The third guy that I looked at was Ngakoue, Yannick Ngakoue. He was with the Chicago Bears last year.
He's been getting workouts here as of late.
Yeah, he's another 29-year-old guy. I watched him against Green Bay. I watched him against Kansas City, and I watched him against the Commanders. And he's kind of a stand-up edge is how he plays, sometimes hand down. He does have a little initial quickness, though. He's a little bit quicker to grab the edge than where you look when you start to talk about Carl Lawson and what he's doing. But the one thing that I really he has a hard time with is he's another one of those guys that gets stuck on blocks. And he gets stuck in the running game, and he gets stuck in his pass rush. You can move this guy. I mean, move him like you get into him and you can move him. He doesn't play with much stoutness, and I think that's a little bit of a problem. I think he lacks strength. At one time, he did have strength. Right now, I don't think he has as good as strength. He's a guy, I think, that kind of needs to play on the move. The spin move is his best move. So if he could get up the field and he spins on a tackle, then that usually could throw the guy off. That's the one way that he finds ways to separate, and that's how he gets himself free. It's not by just getting to the corner and dipping around and then getting to the quarterback. But he's got to be able to kind of spin, play on the move, because a little bit like Lawson, if he gets hooked up, then he's going to be in a little bit of some problems. He didn't play the low block particularly well. He gets double teamed a ton. It's kind of like teams are like, okay, we're not going to let him beat us.
Yeah.
But I feel like you could single block him more than you really have to double team block him. So I've saw him plenty of times get pushed past the quarterback. We talk about you need to be on the level where to rush and be capable of getting back to the quarterback. I think that's a little bit of a problem for him. So if I had to say in the order that I would go for the Cowboys, Harris, Lawson, and Ngakoue would be the order that I would put him in if Jerry Jones asked me my opinion like he did last in 2005.
Sounds like Harris can help this team.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it sounds like Ngakoue is exactly what they don't need, somebody that cannot set the edge.
Yeah. We don't need old, predictable guys get caught up on
it. To me, Harris seems like Harris is closest to the guy you just lost.
An upgrade at the run defense.
Maybe a little bit of an upgrade at run defense for sure.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
All righty. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And when we come back, of course, we got Will McClay coming up at 4 o'clock. Woolchuck's going to take a look at our NFL news today. Where are you going with that, sir?
Which DeMarcus are the Cowboy fans looking for here? We got camp injuries, the 99 Club, and Should Love Buy This House. That's next.
This guy's next.
Thank you very much, Alec Medford, in for Lucius Alexander. Send L.A. some love there on the social media. Let him know he is missed. He's got a 2-week vacay. All right, so it'll be a while before Lucius is back in the Pimp Cup, a well-deserved vacation. The Corner now brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. Here's Krusty.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you to Dallas College, new on the program. We really appreciate you coming along with us. Had an opportunity to, once that Sam Williams went down, I'm thinking, okay, how are they going to navigate this? And immediately you just start to think, okay, what veteran players are out on the streets? And this is the things when you're in pro personnel at training camp. You keep a personnel board of all the teams and all your list of guys that, your emergency board. And there'll be several of these names on these boards that if you have to cover for an injury, then you say, okay, these are guys that we've evaluated and we're going to use them. These are guys that we're going to go after. These are guys that can help. And you never want to have to go to this emergency board this early in the training camp, but here we are for the Cowboys. So three names I want to point out that should be on Dallas's emergency board. I'd like to go through, would you guys like me to go through the one I like the best first?
Yes. Let's start with the home run here.
Start with the best.
Okay. I think Charles Harris, who is a 29-year-old defensive end that was with the Detroit Lions last year, and I sat down and watched him actually play against the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Packers. And to me, of the names I'm going to give you, this is the guy that's got the most juice when we talk about coming off the football, when we talk about the quickness, the explosiveness. I'm trying to find a similar player to the one you just lost in Sam Williams. And Charles Harris seems to fit that bill better than the other two guys, in my opinion. This guy's got some initial quickness. He stays very active. He could close down from the back end very well when the ball goes away from him. He does a really nice job on the edge of holding up in the running game. When the ball was at him, it seemed like that to me, when his ability to play with his hands, extend and get rid of the blocker and then get in on the play, I thought that was pretty good by his standards. He'll rush to the level of the quarterback. You don't see him going past the quarterback at all. A lot of times these defensive ends, these edges, they'll go too far up the field. Mm-hmm. The tackles will just push them by. And the next thing they're not a factor in the play. You can use this guy on twist stunts. He's got pass rush moves. He's got some shifty moves to him as well. And I talked about the change of direction, the chase, the spin. All these things are really, really positive about him getting to the quarterback. And so you could see him at times walk these blockers back into the quarterback, especially the Kansas City game, that first game of the year. He was taking the Kansas City tackles and walking them back. So
do you watch him, and are you a little bit surprised that a team like Detroit have him back?
I honestly don't know. In the games, like I say, I watch Kansas City, Dallas, Green Bay, New Orleans, and Minnesota, games where he was involved in plays. And I'm surprised this kid doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
I really am. He's 29 years old, though.
Former first-round pick, right?
Right.
Out of Mizzou.
Yeah, the same draft as Taco Charlton draft. Yeah. So, but, yeah, he's a I'd like
him. Holding out for a nice deal, I bet.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he thinks
around the league.
Maybe he thinks that he's a little bit better than he is. But that when I compared him to, okay, the next one I would take is Carl Lawson.
Okay.
That would be the next one.
And he used to be incredible. I would love to know what he is now because he's gotten banged up a little bit.
He has.
He's a little undersized. Yeah. At Auburn.
Yeah, there's the initial quickness there. He'll play off the blocks with his hands, but when he has to restart, it's a problem for him. When he gets stopped and then has to restart, he's not going to be a factor at all.
You think it's the knee surgeries?
I think it's the fact that he's not. He tries to use quickness, but he doesn't have it like he used to, and now he's trying to play back to a way that he once played. And there's too many times where he rushes down the middle, and you know if you can't get to the corner, if you can't get there quick enough, you're going to be in trouble. I mean, Tyron Smith And Jordan Mailata, I watched him against Philadelphia. Jordan Mailata can kill you if you rush Jordan Mailata down the middle. I'm like, okay, let's watch him against some tackles in this division, you know. Watch him against Jordan Mailata, and it's like, that one very good. Where you should, you know, with Mailata, you got to get the corner, get around him, because if he gets his hands on you, you're done. But he's got to be careful about that, because when he goes down that middle or he gets pushed inside, they just wall him down.
That sounds like a big thumbs down on Carl Lawson.
Yeah,
right?
he plays as a right edge. Now, I'll say this. He's had experience playing with Mike Zimmer. He's been with Mike Zimmer before. And so Zimmer might know him and say, okay, I could do this with him. But to my opinion, his ability isn't as good as what Charles Harris's ability is right now. The third guy that I looked at was Yannick Ngakoue. He was with the Chicago Bears last year.
He's been getting workouts here as of late.
Yeah, he's another 29-year-old guy. I watched him against Green Bay. I watched him against Kansas City, and I watched him against the Commanders. And he's kind of a stand-up edge is how he plays, sometimes hand down. He does have a little initial quickness, though. He's a little bit quicker to grab the edge than where you look when you start to talk about Carl Lawson and what he's doing. But the one thing that he has a hard time with is he's another one of those guys that gets stuck on blocks. And he gets stuck in the running game, and he gets stuck in his pass rush. You can move this guy. I mean, move him like you get into him and you can move him. He doesn't play with much stoutness, and I think that's a little bit of a problem. I think he lacks strength. At one time, he did have strength. Right now, I don't think he has as good as strength. He's a guy, I think, that kind of needs to play on the move. The spin move is his best move. So if he could get up the field and he spins on a tackle, then that usually could throw the guy off. That's the one way that he finds ways to separate, and that's how he gets himself free. It's not by just getting to the corner and dipping around and then getting to the quarterback. But he's got to be able to kind of spin, play on the move, because a little bit like Lawson, if he gets hooked up, then he's going to be in a little bit of some problems. He didn't play the low block particularly well. He gets double teamed a ton. It's kind of like teams are like, okay, we're not going to let him beat us.
Yeah.
But I feel like you could single block him more than you really have to double team block him. So I've saw him plenty of time get pushed past the quarterback. We talk about you need to be on the level where to rush and be capable of getting back to the quarterback. I think that's a little bit of a problem for him. So if I had to say in the order that I would go for the Cowboys, Harris, Lawson, and Ngakoue would be the order that I would put him in if Jerry Jones asked me my opinion like he did last in 2005.
Sounds like Harris could help this team.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it sounds like Ngakoue is exactly what they don't need, somebody that cannot set the edge.
Yeah. We don't need old, predictable guys get caught up on it.
Harris seems like Harris is closest to the guy you just lost.
Hmm.
in the
maybe an upgrade at the run defense.
Maybe a little bit of an upgrade at run defense for sure.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And when we come back, you know, of course, we got Will McClay coming up at 4 o'clock. Woolchuck's going to take a look at our NFL news today. Where are you going with that, sir?
Which DeMarcus are the Cowboy fans looking for here? We got camp injuries, the 99 Club, and should love buy this house. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.